In this bulletin, the national bushfire recovery effort begins. Volunteer firefighter Andrew O'Dwyer farewelled at a requiem mass in Sydney. And in tennis, Great Britain defeats Moldova to keep its ATP Cup finals hopes alive. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyant. The head of the National Bushfire Recovery Agency says he's already in the process of assessing the greatest areas of need. Former Australian Federal Police Chief Andrew Colvin has been appointed to lead the agency, which will work with state authorities and defence efforts. It will run for 2 years, coordinating the bushfire recovery effort with an additional $2 billion in federal government funding. Mr. Colvin says while the agency will be nationally coordinated, it will have a focus on local delivery.
The beauty is I don't start this agency from a standing start. The government have previously dealt with disasters, perhaps not of this nature, but it's not new business to governments in Australia. We know that. A lot has already been done, and the announcement of $2 billion yesterday by the Prime Minister is in addition to the substantial work that has already been contributed by government across a range of payment factors. So there's a lot of work ahead of us, but a lot has already been done.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has confirmed about 20% of bushfire-related insurance claims have been assessed, and half of those have already been settled. The Insurance Council of Australia says about 8,500 insurance claims, totalling about $700 million, have been put in since the bushfire crisis began in September, with the expectation that the number will rise significantly. Mr. Frydenberg says insurers have promised to act quickly on claims made by bushfire victims, with companies told to prioritise local tradespeople when they start paying out for rebuilds. He says insurers have brought in assessors from overseas to help process the thousands of claims already submitted.
There's a whole range of claims here, and what the Insurance Council emphasised was the complexity of some of these challenges. Now, some of these claims can be dealt with, as they said, cash payouts within 7 to 14 days. Others may take a little bit longer than that.
New South Wales Rural Fire Service volunteer Andrew O'Dwyer has been farewelled at a requiem mass in Western Sydney. Hundreds of family, friends and RFS members filled Our Lady of Victory's church in Horsley Park, while firefighters and other emergency service workers formed a guard of honour as Mr. O'Dwyer's casket was carried into the church. Speaking at the service, Errol O'Dwyer described his son as a free spirit who lived in the present. The 36-year-old died in December when his fire truck rolled while battling the large Greenwattle Creek blaze near the town of Buxton. Fellow volunteer Geoffrey Keaton was killed in the same crash and was remembered at a separate service last week. Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is currently in New York to face rape and sexual assault charges. The trial is being held in New York State Supreme Court and could last around 6 weeks. The producer faces 5 charges stemming from allegations he raped a woman in 2013 and performed a forcible sex act on another woman in 2006. More than 80 women, including stars such as Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie, have accused Mr. Weinstein of sexual misconduct. A group of accusers, including actor Rosanna Arquette, were outside the courthouse demanding accountability for Mr. Weinstein.
As one of the silence breakers, I stand in solidarity with the brave survivors who will take the stand against Harvey Weinstein in this trial. While emotion of the day runs high, I join these other women who were also harmed by Harvey Weinstein to say, we aren't going anywhere.
Weinstein has also been charged with sexual assault in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office says the charges relate to an alleged sexual assault of 2 women in 2013. If convicted, Mr. Weinstein could receive a sentence of up to 28 years in prison. In tennis, Great Britain has defeated Moldova to keep its ATP Cup finals hopes alive in Sydney. British number one Dan Evans outclassed Radu Albot 6-2, 6-2 to clinch victory after Cameron Norrie beat Alexander Kozminov by the same scoreline in today's opening singles rubber. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, sunny and 28. Adelaide, similar conditions, 35. Melbourne, smoke haze, 24. Hobart, becoming cloudy, 22. Canberra, smoke haze and 31. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23. Sydney, possible smoke haze, 26. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 30. Brisbane, similar conditions, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.